You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We're going to get to Refrán del Día with my father in a second. Last week, I don't know that we did a great job explaining Nipinga, Depinga. Poppy gets very uncomfortable with some of this stuff. So, Tony, where do you want to help us before we set up Refrán del Día for today? I don't think we cleaned up or did very well the layers on the onion last week on Nipinga, Depinga, Depingado.
Yeah. I wasn't here last week.
You weren't.
Because a few months ago we had, without... Dickless.
Depingado, right.
Okay, so there's... Okay, I just want to make sure
this is what we're fixing here. So, because I don't think we did it well the last time that we did it.
I think your dad was jarred by me saying the word, so he was like, oh, and then we kind of just like...
But you didn't say the word, it. You said nippy.
Nippy.
Which is
the PG-13 version.
Cold.
No, it's not nippy.
One ass track and nippy.
So, nippinga means you don't have something, right? Like, what do we have to eat?
Nippinga. Nothing.
We have nothing.
Right. We have nothing. Yeah. Nothing to eat.
Right.
And nipi is short. It's, yes. We have not even dick. Not right. Nothing.
Wow. Nothing. Zero. Depinga is when somebody tells you something, you're like, yo, depinga. Like, right? That's
a terrible thing that's happened. Yes. Yes. Now, there is a penis in there, but the penis is useless. The penis doesn't do anything. It's just there.
Yes.
For no reason.
Essentially. So there's varying degrees of the word where you can kind of put, oh, there's nothing to eat, or there's nothing there, or damn, something really bad just happened, or... Whatever you told me has me just completely shook, which is depingado. And I feel like Bobby gets really uncomfortable when I have to say it, so I'm like trying to dance around it. So, because me and Bobby have a really good relationship. Me and Lourdes have a great relationship. Wow. So I'm just trying to, you know.
Bobby, what's his name?
Anthony.
Oh, okay. You do have a great relationship. Nice. I thought he was going to get it wrong there.
Thank
I wanted, before we get to Refrán del Día, though, I wanted to talk to you about I'm always, always enjoying when sports go maximum stupid. And so when yesterday there is a moment in Little League Baseball that is heartwarming to all about sportsmanship, where a kid gets hit in the helmet and then gets to first base and hugs a rattled pitcher, comes off the mound and everyone gets together, there will always be somewhere out there, someone, somewhere, who will say the thing. And it was Dave Portnoy yesterday who said, you got to attack that pitcher there, he's rattled. Now, if he's doing
one
that,
of his most epic takes,
it's well, but I think it's funny if he's doing it as a troll, if he's doing it actively just to get the attention of I'm just fooling around, I don't care about kids. I think it's funnier if he's serious. If he's seriously saying that that's not sportsmanship and he's outraged, I think it's extra funny. Because as a troll, it's funny. To be the person who says the thing in a kid's game, nobody was hurt, everyone's celebrating sportsmanship, let me get the angry mob mad for no good reason. Because just the dumbest possible reason. Let me get my name out there having a take that doesn't actually matter to anybody just to stir the hornet's nest of angry parents because I'm the guy who doesn't have kids. And I'm just saying, throw at the kid's head. You got the pitcher rattled.
Well, I think he was arguing against going over the runner going over and making the pitcher feel better. Because once the pitcher hits the kid in the head, that pitcher, according to Portnoy, is rattled. So it's
he was rattled.
Why would you want to unrattle the pitcher by going over and telling him, hey, it's okay, I'm fine.
Because they're kids.
Right. No, I get it. It's a ridiculous take.
World's going to change him. Wait until he grows up.
Because it's not Major League Baseball. And it would be heartwarming even if it were Major League Baseball.
That would be funny.
Time now for Refrán del Día.
Dímelo, mi gente! I love the bongos in that. I wish I could just bring bongos to play here at the studio.
You could. What is stopping you?
It's one of the best in-arena things. Is it the Miami Heat that do it?
Yeah.
Where they get the bongos going and then it, like the crowd, they put you on screen and you got to play the bongos?
Mm-hmm. I saw it at the Marlins Park the other day.
Oh, maybe actually. It's there.
Yeah.
Poppy, do you like that? Do you play?
Bongos, yeah. That's great. That's great.
But at Heat games, do you play the bongos? Do you?
Play the bongos, sure. That's I get fired up. I get the team fired up when they see me playing the bongos.
I'm not sure my father has seen it on the video. At the games, when you're at the game, have you seen the guy who plays the bongos and then they shoot around the arena and they put like graphic bongos in front of you and then you can pretend to play the bongos?
Sure. I've seen that.
Getting as much from my dad as we have from Cody today. Let's go ahead and go see what you have.
Let's
there.
Spin the wheel. Lewis is not here. He's got a kid, another one. Danny's here in the back. He'll be spinning our wheel. Let's do it.
Congratulations to Lewis for having got a lot of trials.
Another one.
Let's see. Ooh, this one's really good. I actually like this one a lot. And Bobby, this is not one that you will put your head in your hands for. This is a very common one, a very normal one. You ready for it?
It does feel like we're a bit trying to offend Poppy. Like some of the, but it's not intentional because even when we're talking about the penis things, there's not a penis involved in any of this. These are all just sayings that don't actually involve a penis.
Exactly. Exactly. So this one's a very G-rated one. Today's Refrán del Día is Estoy hasta aquí.
Oh, wow. That's...
Which basically means, Bobby?
I'm up to here.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm up to here with it.
I mean this guy.
It is not I mean this guy. That's a different one. But most of them are I mean this guy. Refrán del Día is a very limited bit. I'm getting...
highest bit on the planet right now, Dan. I'm sorry.
I either don't have a dick or this guy.
This guy doesn't have a dick.
It seems like those are our only three options because this was not this guy, but you've had it up to here. With this guy.
It's a prequel to this guy. It's like, you know what? This guy, I'm up to here with him.
I think my mother used that all the time when I was Estoy hasta aquí. Like, right. And then her hand would go over her head. So I don't know what
that is. It's a very indiscriminate place. Like, where is it? Estoy hasta aquí.
That means, does it mean you're drowning? Does it mean it's overflowing? What?
It's as high as your hands go. That's where hasta aquí is, right? So everybody put their hand over their head right now. That's kind of where hasta aquí is.
I've You're had like enough right to there. Hear, but this guy who doesn't have a dick, yeah.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.